May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 6, 2023. And today is still under the influence of yesterday's full moon in Scorpio with a lunar eclipse. This is also the astronomical time of the early Buddhist Wesak Festival, when the enlightenment of God wisdom and God vision is celebrated in the East. So today I'll pick up on that theme of general enlightenment and focus on the big picture of global transformation that is coming so fast and furious that many people are suffering from future shock with information overload and the inability to process new information of an in-depth nature, which is also known as paradigm paralysis or stinking thinking. Yep, there's plenty of that going around today, and I'll be cussing and discussing some of that, as only the host of Cosmic Love can do. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. I know that's a little over the top, but anyway, for those who are new to quantum field astrology psychology, it's good to understand the order of the universe, whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connecting the very subtle energies of our solar system with different configurations of planets stepping down the deep space energies of the 12 constellations like transformers in the source field that triggers individuals differently based on their unique astrology psychology. I've talked about this in previous shows. And this is the same principle of, you know, with subtle bioenergy healing that goes on with homeopathic remedies that demonstrate quantum healing with quantum frequencies. And this, you know, homeopathy was 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. And I could go back into ancient China and the history there with thousands of years ago with their understanding of the order of the universe and acupuncture and the energy meridians of the body and quantum healing by balancing the quantum fields and the energy meridians of the whole body. I mean, the ancient Chinese were teaching that the kingdom of heaven is truly within you with this quantum matrix of astrology, psychology infused into the trillions of cells in the body during the 9 months of gestation in the mother's womb. I mean, the ancient Chinese, they understood this order of the universe whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back actually steps down the deep space energies of the 12 constellations into the bioenergetic cosmic womb, where gestation goes on with cells rapidly dividing with tension, incredible tension and rapid growth in the 9 months in the womb that sets the matrix and the DNA of the cells with that, the energy matrix, basically, those 12 constellations step down within you, whereby the kingdom of heaven, you know, your astrology, psychology is truly within you. So that's a little background I give quite often on astrology, what's going on with the transits, which continue to trigger each individual's unique bioenergetic frame of reference for consciousness, for reality. It's unique to each individual. Planets continue to move, continue to aspect your natal astrology and trigger, might say, geometrize different frequencies, different ways at different times. Of course, there's things going on now with the astrology psychology and the planet, around the planet for everyone right now that everyone is experiencing. The moon just went into Sagittarius. And it's the focus of the combined energies of both Venus and Jupiter, which are sextile each other. And both of them are in what's called an inconjunct finger of God geometry pattern with the moon. So you've got this blending of Venus and Jupiter, which is expansive love nature, being focused and the moon in Sagittarius, which is a higher mental. Sagittarius is a higher mental energy. It's a higher mental fire. It's one of the fire, cardinal fire, one of the fire signs. Not a cardinal fire sign. Aries is cardinal fire sign. But anyway, this combination of two fire signs and an air sign with this geometry, this finger of God pattern, is highly combustive. So you might, it might get a little bit intense today. You know, I'm feeling it. But so much for the cosmic fire side of things. I could go into the astrology that's going on right now and the unique effect it has on the collective consciousness, probably for another 15, 20 minutes. But I got three different newsletters I want to reference today. Go through the narrative, basically. These are articles, videos, cartoons, etc. of the week, now the last 2 weeks. 10 days largely. There's three of these newsletters I've compiled. I want to go through them because it's kind of some keynotes, you know, the signs of the times, the zeitgeist of our time, what's going on in the collective consciousness. Had my finger on the pulse, finding, you know, what I consider the best videos and articles, cartoons, for referencing what's going on, you might say, in the collective consciousness of humanity. Big stuff, major stuff's going on. So hopefully you'll get something out of this today. I'm going to start off with a piece I just published yesterday, a newsletter called The Global Shift from Devolution to Evil, Revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution, the coming global revolution. So as mass illusion disintegrates, you know, fake news is exposed, and 5D conscience integrates, you know, the whole truth is disclosed, we are seeing what I refer to as global conscious evolution, revelations. This is the time of revelation. So the theme of this, you might say the Buddhic theme of this, is the envisioning the great awakening. You know, the love of wisdom, the love of the enlightenment process, being awake, which is the kind of the signature keynote that Gautama Buddha brought to us, you know, of being fully present, being awake. So envisioning the great awakening is a theme I'll be going into today, going into the understanding that the great experiment in representative government that began with the American Revolution has now devolved to the point where gross defects obscure actual gains, which is to say a new tyranny has emerged whereby the core constitutional freedoms and the Bill of Rights have been inverted, subverted, and perverted by the same empire tyranny as oppressed colonial America. Freedom of speech is being censored and blacklisted and disappeared. Freedom of assembly is thus restricted, you know, shadow banned and deplatformed. Freedom to petition government is partitioned, you know, no responsibility. In other words, you can't have responsibility for government without responsibility, the ability to petition government or otherwise for grievances, which was a key plank, you know, in the Bill of Rights. And we're seeing the same problem today with that being partitioned, you might say, divided and conquered, compartmentalized. Response is no longer direct. It goes through representatives who are bought off or compromised so often. So the other key factor here regarding the Bill of Rights is that freedom of religion is being demoralized, you know, from the lockdowns of churches to evil being called good, which is rampant these days. So, and of course, there's also the freedom to bear arms for protection from harm is under incessant attack. So witness the drama of the Great Awakening as global netizens network for the collective net worth of divine first principles of God and country, you know, core patriotism to update and upgrade core constitutional freedoms for all of us netizens, United Sovereigns of Earth. In other words, we the people is now all people in a global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive communication capabilities, we're all united. And again, this is the understanding of the quantum age of Aquarius, which, again, they will refer to Aquarius as the quantum age because of the instant, everywhere, interactive nature of quantum communication, quantum reality, the internet. You know, it's a global affair now, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. So seize the vision of this global victory of unity and diversity, whereby, you know, virtue and valor, values, the vow to be honest in a world of illusion. So this is kind of the theme I'll be going into today. Honor is what conscience does. So when a man is, or woman is, honestly mistaken, when a man or woman who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, he or she will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. So being honest in a world of illusion, you know, claim the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of vision, of victory, you know, again, unity and diversity, coming into unity, community through communication processes that basically represent a process of communion, oneness, atonement. So that's the theme I get into quite often with the show. In this show, I'm going to get into some specifically what's going on during this time as we're still in under the influence of the full moon in Scorpio. The Wesak Festival of Buddhism is probably still going on in the East, or it's just finishing up. It's usually about a 48-hour festival or three-day festival. It's a major festival of Buddhism, again, celebrating the process of enlightenment, general enlightenment, individual, personal, planetary enlightenment, individually and collective enlightenment, you know, the whole thing of being awake, not woke, but awake. So there is no accountability without responsibility. Taking responsibility for enlightenment is the theme that, you know, is the key to basically making a difference. Again, with quantum reality, we're all connected. So as an individual rises in their own frequency, vibration, consciousness of joy, love, abiding peace, it raises the frequency, according to Dr. Hawkins and his Hawkins scale of consciousness. An individual vibrating at the higher levels can hold the balance for tens of thousands of people vibrating at the lower levels. This is research done with behavioral kinesiology. It's one of my favorite books, Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. For those who haven't got that book, understand the dynamics of that book. It's one of the most amazing understandings for incentivizing, you might say, the path of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, more light and love, easier and faster, holding the balance for others who are not serious on the path and are stuck in samsara, illusion. So overcoming illusion, you know, the Great Awakening, this process of being honest with ourselves and others in a world of illusion, this is, you know, sometimes takes a little shock therapy, you know, because people are motivated for their reasons, not necessarily our reasons. So we can't change how people think about things, but we can create an environment in which thought itself, you know, the processes of consciousness can be cultured, whereby we become more conscious of how we are conscious. For a, you know, culturing, you might say, conscience with a capital C, as in E equals MC squared, you know, C being the speed of light. And as we become conscious of how we are conscious with the language of light, the language of consciousness, then all time and space becomes relative. And you can trend line into the future, see the future, conceive it, believe it, achieve it in ways that manifest it, you know, the kingdom consciousness on earth as in heaven at large. So I begin this newsletter with an article by Paul Craig Roberts. And Paul Craig Roberts was, for those who don't know, I think it was Assistant Secretary of Defense, or the State Department. But anyway, he was a high government official for many years. He's a very straight shooter as far as straight talk, you know, just telling it like it is. And he, the title, excuse me, the title of this article is "When Will There Be Accountability for Mass Murder by COVID Vaccine?" This is a May 2nd article, again, by Paul Craig Roberts at his website. Highly recommend you check that out if you can. Again, these newsletters I'm going through today, the narrative I'm going through, you know, giving an orientation to, is giving a kind of a off-script review of what's been going on in the news that's really quite dramatic. This is very dramatic in the sense that Paul Craig Roberts goes into what's been going on, and he says, right, you know, in this article that ABC, you know, ABC News has refused to air RFK Jr.'s comments on COVID vaccines. Censorship of this pharmacidal harm means no response ability. There's no ability to respond. Doesn't matter what people respond to it. If it doesn't fit the narrative, it's censored. So without response ability, there's no responsibility for harm. Big Pharma controls the lamestream media programming, and it's one-way mass media programming with no feedback. You know, it's the whole nature of programming. It's one way. It's not interactive. It's we're being programmed with what's real, and there's, and any feedback is being any interactive feedback that doesn't fit the narrative is being censored. So as Paul Craig Roberts explains, profits, you know, by way of big pharma advertisers in the media, profits pay the piper, you know, calling the tune. And this case we're talking about the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex to the tune of, you know, making a killing, creating and managing disease, just as the psychopathic military industrial security complex makes a killing on war. So as Paul Craig Roberts says, the prostitute media, actually he says the horror media, are loyal to their profits and not to the truth. Pretty strong words. So it's a good article. Pretty much chunks it out. That's, you know, in a nutshell, this is what we're dealing with, folks. You know, this is what the big drama is about. And it's huge drama, to say the least. I'm going to drink a water here. I'm starting to heat up. Excuse me. So there's an article from Natural Life News. It kind of reiterates what Paul Craig Roberts is saying, and it is that RFK Jr. promises, quote, not retribution, but justice for crimes against humanity during COVID. Not retribution, but justice. In other words, excuse me, the concern is balancing of the scales. You know, we're talking about crimes against humanity. How do we deal with that? You know, the Buddhic understanding is love is forgiving. And rather than, you know, from a higher perspective, rather than punishment, the love that is forgiving, will raise this vibration in the collective consciousness, where we will have a transformation in the collective consciousness. The lower energies of fear and doubt, anger, all those misqualified energies of fearless faith, that faithless fear inverts, subverts, and perverts, all of those energies are being transmuted, are being raised by the collective field of consciousness as it raises. Now, this is going on in the quantum field as as our solar system moves into that sector of the universe of Aquarius where there's a higher frequencies, that with photonic light from gamma rays is affecting the DNA of our and which are like transceivers and on a cellular level that resonate with the field, and the collective field of higher frequencies are raising the frequency in our consciousness, being, and world. So this is a dynamic in place. Excuse me. I'm getting over a cleanse, my spring cleanse. So if I cough a little bit, forgive me. So this follow-up article here in this newsletter, which again was just published yesterday. This was published for the full moon in Scorpio. Now again, understanding a full moon in Scorpio, it's not just the time every year when they have the Wesak festival. It's a time in cosmos on Earth when the energies of Scorpio and the full moon in Scorpio magnifies those energies in Scorpio, which correspond to the third eye chakra and higher vision. So it's been said that Scorpio can be higher than an eagle flying into the sun, or lower than the belly of a snake. But Scorpios are known, they can be known for their sting, as well as they can be known for their incisive envisioning and seeing clearly, or others are, you know, stuck in Maya or illusion. So we're in a phase now where people are waking up from the inside out, their consciousness, as a function of, you might say, field dynamics, the collective field, the unity field, the collective conscience of humanity is waking up to not just the problem, how bad things are, but how good things can be. This is the understanding of what is coming with the Aquarian quantum age. This Aquarian age, when we know the quantum age, quantum everything, free energy technology, energy healing technology. Again, free energy technology will make big oil obsolete. Energy healing technology will make big pharma largely obsolete. You can have other quantum technologies. Quantum communications will make big media programming obsolete, because it will be the quantum communications will be interactive, instant, everywhere, interactive, whereby you'll 100 or 1,000 or a million people will be able to respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise. This is the Aquarian quantum age. This is where we're going. Obviously, we're not there yet. We still have a horse and buggy legislative system that was created hundreds of years ago, when the only way people could be represented is if representatives came together physically with horse and buggy and met and took the interests of constituents back in their local district areas that they're representing and represented them that way. Today, of course, people could be represented more directly with electronic town hall meetings, with people be able to create videos originate videos, evaluate videos, and those videos could be watched and evaluated on a real-time basis by 100,000 or a million people, to where you have wisdom of the cloud or wisdom of the crowd, and being able to represent people more directly with the best and brightest rise in the representation system like cream to the top. So going into another article here, and this is where it gets serious, folks. This is, there's no healing individually or collectively until we come out of denial of the dis-ease. Well, there's mass collective disease going on, and so much of it is covered up. It's behind the scenes, and it's coming out what the dis-ease is. And one of the major factors is what's going on, what they're doing to children, is just criminal. And if you can't, people can't wake up to any other problem and are insensitive to the world's problem, this is the one that really tugs at the heart. you know, because the children are our future. The children is where innocence and where innocence is now being destroyed by the media, by vaccines. Anyway, just what they're doing to children is criminal. It's not just the pharmacidal agenda of toxic vaccines and toxic masking as causes disease through disease for more toxic drug treatments. In other words, they make us sick with these toxic influences. And then the cure is more toxic toxins with drug treatment to treat the symptoms. And it's but we're also looking at the pathologically perverse intent of the United Nations and the World Health Organization for grooming children, sexualization at an early age. And there's an infographic here that is actually from this website called stopworldcontrol.com. You can actually click on that image and go to the article, or you can read the link that I provide down below that explains how millions of children are being abused by the elite. Former executives from the CIA, FBI, and NSA are disclosing how countless children are abused by top officials. They reveal worldwide networks that traffic millions of children to rich and powerful global leaders. Epstein was just the tip of the iceberg. So we have psychopathic world leaders have gone too far, you know, totally discrediting the UN and World Health Organization, that are putting out a campaign that is just wrong. I mean, it says that, quote, every child should have a sex partner. That's what they're saying. This is the UN and World Health Organization. And they go on to say that you are invited to a global unmasking of an operation to normalize pedophilia through primary education. The World Health Organization and the United Nations are instructing elementary schools worldwide to teach little children to masturbate, use pornography, practice oral sex, and have homosexual relationships. According to these guidelines, teachers should ensure that children have sex partners and begin with sex as young as possible. You will see conclusive evidence that this is part of the global agenda to normalize pedophilia in society. This is timely to be exposed because Scorpio also not only deals with the third eye chakra, but it corresponds in the different chakras with the regeneration or the sexual organs. And so the inversion, subversion, and perversion of the higher mental third eye chakra is the sexualization, in this case, of children that is being promoted by the World Health Organization and the United Nations. So this is sick, folks. It's time for it to come out. I've been sitting on this type of information for the last 6 months. This has been coming out more and more. Tucker Carlson's been talking about it. That's one of the reasons they got rid of him on Fox News. There's a video I provide in this newsletter that where it goes on to say, Tucker Carlson, this is from Fox News, how he exposed the pedophile elite live on the air. And this is, again, he came right out and said, we've got to stop sexualizing kids. He's talking about these operations and how there's a war being waged all around us that is as simple as good versus evil. And the first sign was the campaign to convince you that evil is just an opinion, quote unquote. Well, let's be honest. Evil is as evil does. And what they're doing is just freaking evil, folks. And millions of children are being abused by the elite. And the U.S. government has become the middleman. This is another article from SkywatchTV.com, I think that's from Australia. Whistleblower is saying that the U.S. government has become the middleman for a multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation. Many articles on this have been coming out in the alternative media. Of course, the mainstream, lamestream media never covers this stuff. They're involved with it. They run cover for it. They're, you know, basically, again, the Rockefellers own and BlackRock, they own and they control the mainstream media programming channels, and they're running cover for it. They censor exposure of this because this is what they're doing. They're all part of it. This call it the deep state or the cabal or the big pharma CIA government security complex. They're all connected at the hip. So the article then it came out is just April 21st from InfoWars, is the globalist launch a pro-pedophile UN agenda as mass awakening hits the public. In other words, there's mass awakening going on, and people are becoming aware of this stuff going on, and it's like reaching critical mass. It's spilling over into more and more, spilling over in the alternative media toward this becoming the they can't cover it up any longer. And Fox News, by way of Tucker Carlson, was spilling over into the mainstream media. Tucker Carlson had 3.4 million people on average watching him every day. That's why they got rid of him, folks. And, you know, I think most of you listening know that. I've gone into that in previous shows. I'm going to go into it a little bit later today. But in the meantime, there's news coming out what's going on draining the swamp. Walensky is on the way to one of those military tribunals. From multiple sources, I'm getting that she's facing the judgment. Pfizer, the FDA, and CDC knew that dire harm to babies was being caused by the vaccines. But Dr. Walensky urged vaccination for pregnant women anyway. I mean, these monsters looked at whether the babies would get sick and die from the vaccines, and they saw that they did, and they kept going. So, I mean, this is coming out. It's like the evil that was done to pregnant mothers, to babies, the children. I mean, it's just like many of them, if not millions of them, worldwide will be suffering for the rest of their lives because of this. So MSNBC in 2005, back in 2005, they sympathized with RFK Jr. on vaccines. And there's a video clip here. From another article. This is from a Substack article. MSNBC, they didn't call him an anti-vaxxer back then. You know, they gave him airtime. And this is how much it's been inverted, subverted, perverted by the deep state narrative of vaccines are safe and effective, quote unquote. So anyway, RFK Jr. has vowed to pardon Assange, Snowden, and other whistleblowers if elected president. And as he said, quote, I'll pardon brave truth tellers like Julian Assange and investigate the corruption and crimes they exposed. So I have a cartoon at this point in the narrative. It's a cartoon of Uncle Sam giving his pledge to the allegiance, but it's the inverted, subverted, perverted pledge of the woke leftist liberals who say, quote, I pledge allegiance to the agenda of my identity group in America and to the grievances for which it stands, one nation highly divisible with victimhood and reparations for all. I mean, this is the sick kind of woke stuff we've been subjected to, folks. And you can either laugh at it, you know, for the craziness of it all, or you'd have to cry. So This was a little break in the seriousness before I went into kind of an overview article of what's really going on. It's who's the World Health Organization's One Health agenda, as they call it. One Health, the global takeover of everything. This article is by Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's been on the leading edge of the exposing the biologically incorrect vaccine agenda from the very beginning. And he says in this article that the World Health Organization is hopelessly compromised by technocrat oligarchs like Bill Gates, and they intend to flip the world into a scientific dictatorship, which is known as technocracy. This is the core of the coup d'etat that started with the Great Panic of 2020 and is designed for total global control by way of central bank digital currency, CBDCs. I've been writing about that for the last 6 months. This is the Trojan horse. They've been trying to get in the door. And the whole agenda with the COVID horse, Trojan horse, the COVID Trojan horse, you know, where they basically created an emergency and trumped up this emergency while they were pushing the agenda of the digital passports, digital currencies, digital IDs, and of course, what we're talking about is the central bank digital currencies, the CBDCs, whereby they can do the social credit system, and like they have in communist China. I'm going to go on and talk about that a little bit. But the WHO, World Health Organization, what they're doing is they're centralizing power over the nations of the earth through this agenda with the crisis management, crisis capitalism, for the agenda of moving towards this social credit system for total population control through digital currencies and digital everything. So technocracy's war on humanity is, it's vicious, it's mean-spirited, and it's dispassionate, and will only be stopped when corrupt politicians that are in bed with big tech are made accountable for sponsoring a high-tech hijacking of our core social institutions. For example, the infrastructure for CBDC tyranny is covertly being laid in state Senate bills nationwide. This federal CIA deep state Trojan horse agenda is being strategically positioned as a digital upgrade to commercial code, you know, for good business practices, so to speak. Just an upgrade, nothing to see here, until you sort through a huge quantity of technical jargon to discover that it sets the core terms for enabling digital IDs, digital passports, digital currency, and the digital social credit system of tyranny developed by big tech in communist China over the last 6 years. So now that they have done their test marketing in China, big tech is ready for the American market. I mean, no kidding. The U.S. lockdowns during COVID only lasted long enough to install 5G surveillance capability in most schools and public buildings. Again, this was all part of the Trojan horse agenda. You know, like they're making it out like this was all about the virus when it was all about the biosecurity complex of surveillance that they're installing with 5G, which is the infrastructure they need for the digital total surveillance and digital currency social credit system. So what we're seeing is the classic Patriot Act dialectic, you know, create a crisis to manage the crisis, consolidating power in the process. So now we see globalists orchestrating panic with a 1-2 punch, first with COVID and then with currency insecurity. Boom, boom, you know, and then the federal CIA technocrat minions provide a solution, quote unquote, that ends up, like the Patriot Act, surrendering sovereignty for security until we have neither freedom nor security. Again, just as with the egregious, unpatriotic 9/11 Patriot Act, as was rubber-stamped by Congress critters without reading it. I mean, slam-dunk devolution to abject tyranny. Now they attempt a replay of their 9/11 PSYOP success. Success, they seem to have got away with it. You know, emergency war powers for tyranny, you know, for basically invading, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, Middle East, you know, for the greater, for greater Israel, you know, it was all tied in with the neocon agenda for control of the Middle East. For, so to speak, protection of Israel, going after Israel's enemies in the Middle East. And we were seeing the same thing now where they're trying to, you know, attempt a replay of that PSYOP by way of CBDC currency in the name of security. Again, by ramping up fear porn on all fronts. And I've been talking about that in the last several shows. What's been going on with the fear porn is just, you know, it numbs the brain, you know, the level of cognitive dissonance and incessant fear from nuclear war to viruses, whatever. You know, it's just like it's the psychology of subjugation, of, you know, subversion, you know, of consciousness unto tyranny. So, but this too shall pass. I mean, We've always seen this, that a frightened population is always a victory for a tyrannical, oppressive government. You know, all tyrannies throughout history, they always create, you know, the terror and the fear, you know, to where the psychology of submission to tyranny. But this too shall pass. I mean, sooner or later, enough good people will do enough to expose the big lie of evil that's called good and the whole truth of the Aquarian quantum age solutions. Will overcome the dystopian dysfunction and global devolution that we see now. So global evolution, you know, revolution, evolution, evolution, revolution, revelations, with a high state of integration, you know, integrating the first principles of TLC with love, which I'll be going into, this understanding of TLC as far as telecommunion, telecommunication, telecommunity, telecommerce, telecare, unity and diversity, you know, this the TLC model with love, universal law language interface for mass-to-mass communications, quantum communications globally, locally and globally, will naturally neutralize the deep state crisis capitalism that we see now with a minimum stress and distress, a process of harmonizing the chaos and the division and harmonizing, neutralizing all this deep state crisis capitalism that creates and manages fear and subjugation. So, as JFK Jr. said, not retribution, but justice. Love is forgiving, not forgetting. So, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. This article, as I said at the beginning of it, skip to the bottom for a dissertation. Actually, it's a message from Gautama Buddha. An interesting message is the Darshan, a Wesak Darshan from Gautama Buddha. Believe it or not, you know, some will appreciate this more than others. It's a sharing from beloved Gautama Buddha through David Christopher Lewis to questions put to him by participants of the Heart Center prayer broadcast service. You can actually hear myself ask Gautama Buddha a question at about 42 minutes of that darshan. So, I mean, I was there. It's a real deal. I've been following what's going on and interviewing this guy, this David Christopher Lewis, now for, 15 years? I really believe he's the real deal. Friends of mine played golf with him. I played chess with him. As far as I understand, he's the real deal. You know, I've compared him to, 40 years of looking at the whole history of metaphysics and different messengers of the ascended masters, going back to Theosophy and Blavatsky, to the I Am movement, the Bridge to Freedom, lived with Claire Prophet and Summit Lighthouse, and Mark Prophet, and the Heart Center movement. Now it's got this living messenger, and you know, tune into it and check out the vibration. And if as Buddha says, you know, don't believe anyone, you know, don't believe your teacher, don't believe the authorities, but listen and tune into it. And if it has that spark of truth to it and speaks to your soul, then take it as your guide. So that was the article I just published, the newsletter just published yesterday. Back on May 1st, I did an article, compendium newsletter called Mayday, 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 War on Three Fronts. And very powerful synopsis of the problem with CBDCs, the problem with the American Empire and the media, the lamestream media, and the problem with the invasion on our border. Some amazing videos there, and some other battle fronts in the news. The Global Pandemic Treaty is a threat to all of us. The Corbett Report. You can, again, this will be in the show notes. You can read this, or you can go to HeartCom Network or the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. There in the archives, you can read those now. Excuse me. Still a little bit of lymphatic cleansing going on here, folks. So, and then about 10 days ago, I did a newsletter compendium, which I want to finish up with. And it's kind of a summary, big news, really big news. Now, this was originally a letter to the editor for local newspapers, but it was rejected because of quote unquote editorial policies, which is to say they're censoring truth narratives. You know, local newspapers won't, you know, it doesn't fit the narrative of the mainstream news. And they're all like, I'm not sure how they intimidate, whether it's financiers they're getting paid to censor or what the story is, but they're censoring. You know, on a local letters to the editor, freedom of speech is being censored. So this article begins with, again, this was published April 28th. I published it online when it wasn't going to go anywhere, you know, through the local newspapers. So I begin by saying that in just this last week, we've seen three huge events rock our global village. I mean, yes, indeed, the whole world is watching these events closely. The first article, event is Kennedy is in. Another Kennedy underdog is entering the political race for president, challenging Biden, who announced he's running also. The other, and you can click on that link, Kennedy is in. There's a whole article with videos and cartoons, infographics, really comprehensive thing on Kennedy entering the race. Big story there. Tucker Carlson is out. Fox News fired the number one reason that most people watch Fox News, and their market value dropped almost $1 billion in 2 days. You know, go get woke, go broke. The other huge event is the CIA Pentagon Papers leaked online. Those authentic documents expose the systemic Ukraine war deception. The deception is just the opposite of reality on the ground. That war is lost. There's no defense against Russian hypersonic missiles. Conscripted Ukrainian men and women have been killed seven times that of Russian soldiers. It's the Vietnam War Pentagon Papers all over again. So we're in a war, folks. Some call it a truth war or a propaganda war or fifth-generation warfare, and I provide a link on fifth-generation warfare. There's articles and videos on that understanding of this warfare that targets the hearts and minds of people worldwide. So this is a bizarre time of mass polarization on Earth. The divisive dialectic of crisis capitalism feeds on fear to compel compliance. I mean, the COVID lockdowns and censorship crackdowns, you know, come to mind, obviously. So fearless faith these days is like common sense. Both are so uncommon that they have superhero status. You know, fearless faith and common sense. So I have to give that status to Robert Kennedy Jr., who openly states that the CIA assassinated his uncle and father and that big pharma advertisers controlled big media content that promoted jabs they knew to be lethal and worthless, and that Big Pharma is now making a killing on toxic drugs to treat the toxic jab side effects. So this is all well documented in RFK Jr.'s best-selling book, The Real Anthony Fauci, you know, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, that has targeted Bobby for at least character assassination. And if you haven't heard Kennedy's announcement speech in Boston, which is in C-SPAN video on April 19th, you're missing some huge drama now trending. RFK Jr.'s mission to end the corrupt merger of state and corporate power. So April 19th is the anniversary of the first battle that began the Revolutionary War. The shot heard around the world. It was the beginning of the end of empire tyranny in America. And now it's a global issue with sovereignty once again endangered. 4 days before he was fired, Tucker Carlson also called for the end of corporate tyranny, saying it is a spiritual issue and we all need to pray for America. Tucker was outspoken about the rigging of the 2020 election by way of Diebold election machines, and a defamation lawsuit regarding this was settled with Fox paying a fine of $800 million just days before Tucker was terminated. Coincidence? I don't think so. So perhaps the silencing of Tucker Carlson was the apology, quote unquote, that was stipulated in the lawsuit to settle for about half the $1.6 billion demanded for challenging election integrity in 2020. So big media is spinning these huge three events furiously. None of them fit the official narrative that we're winning the Ukraine war, the vaccines are safe and effective, and that Biden won the election fair and square, and he's the best candidate for president. So, if you think censorship, propaganda, and public polarization is bad now, keep your head while others are losing theirs, because it's heating up, folks. I realize that there are people reading this who will say, you are wrong, you're a liar, hateful, and should be censored. Well, that is their judgment, one way or the other. Or as Kennedy recently said, there is no time in history where the people who were censoring speech were the good guys. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening to the show today. I hope you heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. Keep in mind, nature's ultimate superfood supplement for strengthening the immune system with more energy and mental clarity. I'm referring to Swedish pollen extract. I provide links with that with my newsletters if you're interested for building health, preventing disease. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.